KGEZ Good Morning Show, Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and joining us from Valley Neighbors, Rebecca Miller and John Skinner. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys neighbors? I mean, I have to refresh my memory what Valley Neighbors is all about. Yeah.
Sure. We are a nonprofit here in the Flathead Valley that focuses on caring for the needs and welcoming all kinds of immigrants.
All right. Now, I remember now. Yeah.
We've had headlines this morning now that apparently they're going to send many of the Venezuelans back to Venezuela. They made some kind of a deal with Venezuela. Do you have any? Do we have any issues with that?
Sure. Yeah. It's really awful news. Many of the people that we work with, many Venezuelans that come here actively fear for their lives persecution by their very government. And so it's very disappointing that our government would choose to send people back directly to their government.
All right, that's enough of that. Let's talk about what we have here. A lot of folks here in the Flathead coming in from other countries. And first of all, what about the temporary protected status? Where do we stand on that?
Yeah, so that is a great ray of hope for many of our community. So with temporary protected status being extended to a wide variety of Venezuelans here before a certain entry date, many of the people that are in our community will be able to qualify for that. So typically that's going to be an easier protected application process. They'll be able to get work permits much more quickly. Social security cards, and then they will be protected for a number of years. Typically, yeah. With any sort of TPS, that program is going to be extended just indefinitely, and we've seen that over the past few decades.
Help us understand this whole thing with work permits. I know in New York, the mayor there is wanting the federal government to allow these immigrants to get work permits so that they can, you know, they can work and they can support their families. How does that work here in Montana?
Yeah, so it was the pressure that came from New York City and the situation that's going on there that led to this policy change with extending TPS. And so that turns out to be a really positive thing for Venezuelan immigrants throughout the United States. It's arbitrary. The cutoff is they have to have entered by July 31st of this year. Hopefully, at some point, that will be extended to include a wider group, but it's still a sizable portion of our community. And, you know, in our community, we really value hard work, right? We value being able to support yourself and your family and feed your family, take responsibility, all that kind of stuff. Our Venezuelan neighbors, that's what they want to do. And oftentimes they may be forced into situations of more exploitative work situations or cash work or less reliable work or day labor. This allows them to work the same way that all the rest of us work and to be able to care for their families. And it makes so much sense, too, because we have a labor shortage. Mm-hmm. You know, so why would we possibly want to put up any barriers to people who are interested in working and want to do a good job for employers?
It would seem that if they're waiting to have their status determined, that they should be allowed to support themselves so the government doesn't have to.
Yeah, right there with you. But actually, there's not a lot of government support that's even available to this population, unfortunately. And so that's one of the difficulties that they face.
That's kind of where you guys come in.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason that there is not an availability for them, is it because they're focused on those who are already here? I'm just wondering, you know, there's not a fund for it or whatever.
You'd have to ask the government, I guess.
Okay. Well, we do that regularly.
Yeah, we just did, in fact, a little bit ago. So kind of give us an idea how many of these folks that are enjoying this temporary protected status, how many are here, living here in the Valley?
I recently went through and calculated the number of immigrants that I've personally had contact with or know of our volunteers having contact with in the last year. But that included not only Venezuelans, but it was over 100.
Wow.
So a large portion of those are going to be able to qualify for TPS of the Venezuelans. So yeah, we have a growing, really a growing, vibrant Venezuelan immigrant population here, including families. Johnny in particular spent a lot of time in August registering children for school, and I did some of that as well.
Yes, so really over the summer we saw a lot of women and children joining and reunifying with their families here. Mm-hmm. So that's been a great experience as well.
And so the kids entering our school systems, what about the language barriers?
Sure. So perhaps arguably many of our children in our school experience some sort of language barrier. But yes, so English and Spanish, of course. So a lot of those kids are going to be on a sharp learning curve to learn English. The schools have been great, providing the tools that they need to succeed.
You know, that would be kind of fun to pull these kids into Spanish classes and help let the teacher help them help yeah. the teacher teach yeah, the kids how right. to speak Spanish. That's the idea. Right. But actually do it not just theoretically, but do it, you know, by immersion, so to speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, John, you mentioned the families coming back in and the kids being reunified with the families. Were they separated at the border?
Not necessarily, not as what we had seen earlier in past years. So a lot of times what will happen is men will come to establish themselves, very typical with immigrant waves throughout history. And so now that a lot of times these men have been here for maybe about a year, they're more established and they're able to bring their families over.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of the way it worked, I think, with the wave that brought my family to this country.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it turned out for me that my grandmother and her brother came over.
You're Norwegian. I came Scandinavian or Swedish.
Yeah. And they came through the same place, Ellis Island. Yeah. And is Ellis Island still operational?
So I think it's just a museum now.
That's kind of what I thought.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we've got the same kind of a thing going on the border. And have we seen any improvement in that situation?
No, I think we've probably seen things recently get worse. So I think it's harder to get through the border now. People are being denied their due process to seek asylum. A lot of people are not being let in, even if they have reasonable, credible fear interviews or backstories or things like that.
That's not the news we had hoped for. So let's talk a bit about what you guys are able to do for our newly immigrated families.
Yes. So we provide some housing assistance for a select number of families that we're able to help. We provide housing in some form to 7 households. And so that might be negotiating with the landlord to have a lower rent. That might be subsidizing the rent, that might be co-signing on the lease, because oftentimes if you don't have a social security number and you don't have a credit history, which a new immigrant is not going to have, it's very, very difficult to get someone to rent to you. So we try to help with some of those barriers. Also just outside of those housing provisions, helping people understand leases and such. Johnny and I have done a lot of team. He does the translating of the lease so that people understand. We also do legal. We help with legal services and legal referrals. We are kind of in a little bit of a wasteland for immigration legal resources here, but we do what we can. So connections with community resources, schools, and food resources, and other things.
Yeah. Okay. Now you mentioned the interpretation of leases for them. Are they dealing with first and last and deposit? And if so, are they shocked by that?
Oh my gosh. The sticker shock on things in America is, you know, it's sticker shock to us, right? So imagine coming from another.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for goodness sakes. Yeah. I guess the next question is, how are you guys able to fund all this?
Yes.
Yeah, so our community really has been generous to step up. We do have a lot of dedicated donors. This past year, we've been able to apply for and receive a few grants. Some of the people that donate take advantage of workplace match donations. That's been a really great resource as well. So really, it's a community-funded organization. Our community members have made the choice to welcome our new neighbors in this way.
But we have 3 fundraiser dinners coming up here in November. So that's right. going to be part of where it comes from. These are always really fruitful for us and definitely worth the time and effort that are put into them. What we do is we have an immigrant cook who will prepare, like a recent arrival, will prepare some food from their home country. We will pre-sell takeout dinners, and then people will come and pick them up at a certain time.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah, it works well. So our dinners this year are going to be, or this fall, are going to be November 3rd in Columbia Falls at Our Savior's Lutheran Church, November 10th in Kalispell at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, November 17th in Whitefish at Whitefish United Methodist. This will be the first time that we've done dinners outside of Kalispell with the thought of we received a grant that's going to help us to expand those, and it's called Bridging Resilience. So the idea being we're going to try to bridge with other parts of our community, other towns in our valley, mm-hmm. and bring people together.
Wow. That sounds like a great idea. What are the dates on those again?
Okay, so November 3rd, Columbia Falls. November 10th, Kalispell. November 17th, Whitefish. If people want to follow our Facebook page, Valley Neighbors, or want to go to our website, valleyneighborswelcome.org, and just try to stay up to date as more details of these events come out.
All right. Well, John, I know you're multilingual, so you're a key person in all of this. Talk with us, if you can, a little bit about what these folks are saying to you and what you feel from your conversations with them.
Sure. So really, it's a lot of gratitude to God. A lot of people very grateful to be reunited with their families after maybe a long separation across continents. Very grateful to our community. They very much love the place that they've chosen to live. Really just gratitude for being safe, mm-hmm. is really what most of it comes down to.
We take so much for granted. And when we run into somebody who doesn't have that safety factor that we take for granted, it's kind of startling.
Yeah. I get a little choked up. You're talking about families being reunified. I would imagine that's a tearful time if you've witnessed that.
It is. So I typically choose not to be in those situations. Yeah. I don't do too well with that.
Yeah, I agree.
It is a really amazing thing, though, because there's a lot of really hard situations we walk through with people. And so, you know, even if we're not there for that exact moment of reunification, you know, when we later come and meet the family a day later or 2 days later, to be able to see that joy is just an amazing thing, because there's so much sadness, unfortunately, in this work.
So if somebody would like to be involved with Valley Neighbors, how can they get involved?
Yeah, for sure. They can visit our website, valleyneighborswelcome.org, or they can connect with our Facebook page. We frequently will post on our Facebook page either things that we're doing, or if we're collecting something, winter coats, or we need a bed for this person. It's a great place to connect with what we're doing too.
All right. Gosh, you guys, very valuable work you're doing. Thank you for doing it, and thank you for bringing us up to date on things.
Thank you so much for having
us. Absolutely. Thanks for having
us. You're welcome.